Ohio voters say no. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 57% have rejected a Republican attempt to make it harder to amend the state constitution. It would have raised the bar for ballot measure approval from a simple majority to 60%.
The other side prevailed. This is just one battle in a much larger war, though, because the all-out assault on Ohio is coming from the radical left.
Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose just told Fox the next GOP fight will be trying to defeat a November initiative to put abortion rights into the Ohio Constitution. There will be a hearing Friday for the judge overseeing the Trump election interference case to consider the special counsel's request for a protective order to limit what the former president can say about witnesses and evidence. He said at a rally in New Hampshire,
is this going to be the future of elections in America, where a sitting president tells his attorney general to indict the opponent, to try and knock the opponent down? This is what's happening.
Democrats say he is being rightly held accountable for election lies. Now, the former president and front runner in the 2024 Republican race has suggested he might skip the first debate in 2 weeks. Seven others have met polling and fundraising criteria, but only one is truly qualified.
Businessman Vivek Ramaswamy will be on the GOP presidential debate stage on August 23rd in Milwaukee after he formally signed a pledge to support the party's eventual nominee. The Republican National Committee has made the pledge a requirement to gain access to the official debates.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Wildfires have chased people from their homes, damaging buildings in Hawaii.
Definitely the road was catching fire. We drove past a couple of small fires on the way down and a lot of downed trees.
He's in Maui, where the Coast Guard rescued a dozen people from the ocean. Fires also burn on Hawaii's Big Island. A brush fire in Cedar Park, Texas, forced people to flee their homes, destroying an apartment building, damaging two more. It pays to buy a lottery ticket in Neptune Beach, Florida. That's where somebody hit the Mega Millions jackpot, $1.58 billion, the third biggest lottery prize in U.S. history. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, get 10% off all kitchen cabinet orders of $1,000 or more. Plus, MVP's Pro Rewards members earn double the bonus points on select stock cabinets through August 4th. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Must ask cashier to apply discount barcode at time of purchase. Discount on cabinet purchase only. Coupon cannot be used with any other discount. Valid 727 through 89. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any.
President Biden will again today tout his efforts to fight climate change in the Inflation Reduction Act he signed nearly a year ago.
Last year, I signed the largest climate bill in the history not only of the United States, but literally in the history of the world.
And consumer prices have come down since then, but Republican Congressman Pat Fallon tells Fox,
now, inflation's at 3%, and you inherited it, it was at 1.23%. So that's 2.5 times worse than at what you took in. And it was at 9% at one point.
The president said he had his comments in Arizona. Today, he'll be in New Mexico.
The president will visit a wind tower manufacturer in Albuquerque as part of a pitch to highlight clean energy jobs created during his administration. The CEO of Arcosa Wind Towers credits the Inflation Reduction Act, which includes tax credits for green energy, for a boom in new orders totaling more than $1 billion. The company has also announced expansion and plans to open a new manufacturing facility. From New Mexico, President Biden travels to Utah ahead of an event tomorrow to mark the expansion of veterans' health care. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Colombian drug lord the U.S. hunted down apologized in court months after pleading guilty to drug trafficking crimes, admitting he caused a lot of violence.
51-year-old Dario Antonio Usuga, once considered Colombia's most feared cartel king, brought down in an operation by 500 officers arrested in his jungle hideout before being extradited to the United States, sentenced by a New York federal judge to 45 years in prison and ordered to forfeit $216 million. He was responsible for flooding the United States with cocaine and the ordering of cold-blooded killings. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after selling. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois leaders considering the idea of a new state flag. The Illinois Flag Commission will explore the creation of a new state flag. In developing new state flag designs, the commission will make recommendations to the General Assembly concerning whether the current state flag should be replaced with a redesigned one. National Weather Service confirming a tornado passing between Springfield and Taylorville Sunday. That funnel cloud was on the ground for close to an hour, rated as a peak intensity of EF2 northeast of Taylorville. Severe weather downing power lines and trees, even destroyed some homes. Good news, nobody was hurt. Recreational marijuana sales remain high in Illinois. Cannabis sales topping $140 million last month, setting a new high for the year. It was the second biggest month since the state legalized adult-use marijuana more than 3.5 years ago. The majority of the cannabis sales were in state residents, totaling more than $104 million. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim Miller, and a good Wednesday morning, my friends. It is ESPN 93.5. My name is Stevie J. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
And there is our meteorologist, Greg Sonnier, brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC. Beautiful morning across East Central Illinois, including downtown Philo, the center of the universe. Mr. Sonnier, what are you seeing out there?
Well, we're seeing just that. Maybe a little light fog and haze on the horizon in a couple of spots here and there. A little cirrus near us and overhead. And out the door this morning, pretty much temperatures ranging into the low to mid-60s. Ogden, St. Joe, 62. Tolono checks in at 67 degrees. 63 downtown, 65 now at Willard and Savoy. 64 at Rantoul, 64 Bloomington-Normal. You get back to the west, and here comes the next round of showers and thunderstorms. Any other time of the year in particular weather system, no big deal. But this one will generate a pretty good swath of rainfall, and typically an inch of rain, we can handle that at this point in summertime. And at least here in this particular corridor, right along the I-72-74 run, we're in manageable order, but there may be another inch and a half worth of rain in some of the wetter areas north, west, and south of Champaign and Champaign County. And the leading edge of some of that shower thunderstorm activity in the radar still back west of the Mississippi, but making tracks west to east. A little buildup action, one cell around Vincennes and Evansville and south of Terre Haute, but most of the action doing here right around the noontime hour, raining through northern Missouri, Kansas City, St. Joe, southward into eastern Oklahoma. So heads up on showers and thunderstorms, increasing clouds, and that activity in here for the early afternoon. High temperature expected to top out at around 81 degrees, a couple of 2 or 3 degrees shy of normal. Showers and thunder around for the first part of tonight in particular. Don't think there's any widespread severe weather, but again, pockets of some heavy rainfall this afternoon and early on tonight, the low down to 65. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow and 82, and we'll get kind of a frequency of little weather systems in from the north and northwest, and a cool down in temperatures expected for next week after weekend highs generally right around 85, 86 degrees. A shower threaded here for Friday to early Saturday. Another crack at it for Monday and Tuesday next week. Daytime temperatures around 80 degrees. There may be a stronger cold front and a further drop off in temperatures scheduled around here for the end portion of next week. Don't fret, don't panic, don't worry. Still lots of summertime heat, but manageable on the maps and charts as we head through the last week to 10 days of the month of August. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sullivan.
All right, off and running we go to a woman who needs more on her resume. It's just a, you know, critical comment from Mina Bose. You have nothing here, Mina. It's just blank. It's blanked. Worked at Waffle House is all I see. Worked at Waffle House.
Yum.
It's Executive Dean for Public Policy, Public Service Programs. She's a presidential scholar for Hofstra University out in Long Island. How are you?
I'm well, Stevie J. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. It's a pleasure always to hear your energetic voice. I would be the problem child in your classroom and sitting in the front row saying, no, but what about that? But what about that? But what about that? We are on unprecedented times. There's just no question about that.
We've been saying that for a while, right? I think we're going on 7 years now.
No, it's a unique time. I've just concluded that we all just ought to get on stage, Republicans and Democrats, and we'll run a round of presidential jeopardy, and we'll just take the smartest guy, and I'll take Vivek Ramaswamy on my team. You can pick somebody if you want, but I love hearing him talk. Anyway, so Mike Pence just made the stage, so it looks like, what, 8 Republicans in a couple of weeks at the Republican debate?
Yeah, it looks like, I think that's right. I think it's 8 if Donald Trump participates. But I would say seems unlikely right now. But we'll see as it gets closer. We're still a couple weeks away. August 23rd, 2 weeks from today, actually.
Yeah. And I know Fox would love Donald Trump to be there because he's going to draw some ratings.
There's no question about that.
Okay, so where are we? I mean, this is we're starting to ask questions like, can a president pardon himself? I mean, we've just never been in these waters, Mina. What to make of all this?
CJ, I think I'm kind of in a watch and see mode. Donald Trump is so far ahead of there was a New York Times poll last week of just the Republican primary candidates was polling at three times the percentage of Ron DeSantis, right, who's a very distant second, DeSantis has gone from winning re-election overwhelmingly last November and seeming like a natural candidate for 2024 to really, has the polls the highest after Trump, but not reading a lot of exciting stories or momentum in the DeSantis campaign. And then after that, I mean, the numbers just keep going down. After that, everyone's in single digits. Vivek Ramaswamy, whom you mentioned, Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, and then it's Chris Christie. And then you're getting into under 1%. And these are the candidates Asa Hutchinson and others who haven't made the threshold for the debates.
Yeah, do you think they're running for what, cabinets or something? They're not going to, I don't understand some of these that are running. They must have their own money, but they're not going to win. So there must be just attention or getting recognition on stuff.
I think it's really that they believe they can't. I think that if you think about Joe Biden in 2008, right, and he came in, I think, last in Iowa, and then of course ended up being the vice president and is now president. But I think if you believe you can make a difference, and you kind of let the chips fall where they will.
You forget about the inner circles, because a lot of the inner circles say, oh, you'll be great, you ought to, yes, you've got all that. The people that talk to you are telling you you ought to do it too.
Right.
So you have a great support team and stuff. I still don't think Joe Biden's going to make it. I know the betting odds say it's Joe Biden, but I just don't know if he'll be the candidate for some reason. I just think there's so much noise around everything. I think Gavin Newsom is working on it, and I think J.B. Pritzker and others that are wanting to. What if they got Michelle Obama talked into this? Wouldn't she win?
Oh, I think Michelle Obama would be an amazing choice for the Democrats, but I would be stunned to see Michelle Obama enter the presidential race. I think after 8 years of the Obama presidency, she has no desire to be in electoral politics again.
Funny trivia, not really funny. 2001, Barack Obama got his credit card declined at LAX. Look how
2000, right? It was the Democratic convention.
It was somewhere that where he just and now. They're worth a bazillion. I don't think anybody goes to Washington and doesn't come out better financially. Do you think that's true?
I think it did very definitely. Yes, you can do good and do well, and do well, extremely well after entering national politics. But of course, I mean, Obama left that story is such a famous one. In 2000, Obama left the Democratic convention early because he didn't know anyone. He couldn't get his credit card was declined. Wow. I don't think he had a good pass. I think he had to get a pass from a friend. There were a number of issues, but he was really not seen. He had gotten some national attention for Harvard Law School for becoming the first black editor of the Law Review, and then had published his memoirs after that. But he was not a national figure by any means until 2004. So you never know. But I would say that for the Democrats, just to get back to your point, Stevie J., I don't think any of the candidates that you mentioned will challenge Biden.
No, but I think I'm done. This has been an awesome, that kind of thing.
Correct.
Right.
That, I think people are preparing for that.
Yeah.
But that, I still think Biden is the best chance for the Democrats at this point in time.
Well, I wonder just kind of, and since you know all the presidents, how would Abraham Lincoln have done on Twitter? What was it?
Four score.
No, but I mean, but just think about, he was excoriated. If you look back at the cartoons that they wrote about that guy, it was brutal. I mean, it really was. It was really mean.
Does anyone do well on Twitter?
No,
I guess that's the question, right?
It's kind of negative.
You can't get rid of it, but I personally think that the wise strategy, it is valuable for some information, but I think Twitter is just, it encourages emotional reactions, not thoughtful deliberation.
As great as everything online, as efficient, as multitasking, as all the things we can do, based on what I know, based on where I am, I would turn off all of that. Because I think it's a net bad. I really do.
Right.
I think it is. Just and your students, you have to tell your students, put your phones down. Come on, man. I think outside your room, wherever you teach, I could have Stevie J's talking lessons where we're going to look at each other and actually communicate.
Right.
Man.
Look me in the eye.
Yeah. Mina Bose, presidential scholar, Hofstra, always a pleasure. Thank you for being on.
Likewise, Stevie J. I'm sure we'll be talking more about 2024.
Yeah, thank you so much. ESPN 93.5 on the Tapman's Towing phone line, sports headlines.
So our Illini play Valencia, it looks like. Yes. And it looks like they took the train yesterday.
Awesome.
So that would have been a great European experience. I've done that before when visiting our exchange students in Germany. So a tour of the Royal Palace after their game against the Madrid All-Stars.
A little culture going on for our boys. That's great.
Let's see if we get some good results once again. And Dane Danger seemed to be the guy who really, was out of the gate. And
please don't shoot 3 for 25.
Right.
Just don't.
16.7 out of 10 shooting.
I'm just 3 out of 25 was our 3-point shooting. That's our bugaboo, and that's we just.
Are you gravitating to the negative here,
I'm
Steve?
I'm just gravitating to the trend. Maybe. And just shoot better today, way it doesn't have to be people talking about it, because that's what they're talking about. Luke Goody was 2 out of 6. The rest of the team was 1 out of 19.
I see.
So we got to shoot better.
Okay.
So please just shoot the 3 better, or don't shoot it. How about that?
Make sure you got the shot. You're good.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay over St. Louis. That final was 4-2. It's a 5:40 start here on ESPN 93.5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. Last night, Miles Michaelis was excellent. He just gave up one home run to Isak Paredes. But on the other side, Zach Eflin gave up an early home run to Nolan Arenado, and the starting pitchers were brilliant, giving up one run apiece. The only problem was Michaelis came out to work the 8th inning, gave up a triple, and was tagged with a 2nd run. He was the loser in a 4-2 final.
It was a rough night for Andre Pallante out of the Cardinals' pen, but as you mentioned, both starters were outstanding. There was not a walk in the game from either starter. The game took 2 hours and 17 minutes. The lone runs for the Cardinals, a solo blast for Arenado, and a solo home run late for Wilson Contreras.
Andre Pallante just couldn't get the bounce of the ball going his way, and the ground balls went for singles, 4 hits in a row, and the inning got away, so did the game.
It sure did. He actually had some weak hit ground balls and some sharply hit balls, but all of them found holes.
Dakota Hudson will pitch for the Cardinals tonight, and we're on the air at 4:45 from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah, okay, Cubbies win!
Yes, 3-2, 6-10 start over on US 105.9.
Yeah, and the Cubbies are holding it a game and a half out now in that Central Division.
I know.
They're right there, those Chicago Cubs.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Nuys, Saturday, and there's more rain in the forecast as the day wears on today and in through tonight. Next weather system out via the Missouri, the Mississippi River will get a couple of clusters of showers and thunderstorms going this afternoon, increasing cloudiness and a high around 81. Bit of a south-southwesterly wind, and there may be some pockets of some heavy rainfall as the late afternoon and early evening wear on for the day today. Overnight lows tonight down to 65. Showers and thunderstorms again with some pockets of heavy rainfall this evening and a shower chance after midnight. For the day tomorrow, partly sunny and 82. Another shower thunderstorm threat here for the day on Friday with a high near 84. Maybe a lingering shower chance early on Saturday. Otherwise, we're dry with seasonal temperatures for the weekend. Up to a partly sunny 86 degree reading on Saturday. Partly cloudy 85 on Sunday. Another shower chance in here for Monday. And again, Wednesday next week, temperatures a little bit cooler with upper 70s and lower 80s for daytime highs with nights near 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment, offering sound advice and actionable insight Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Penn Entertainment shares are up 15% after Walt Disney's ESPN unit agreed to a $2 billion deal to get into sports betting. Penn's Barstool Sportsbook app will be rebranded as ESPN Bet this fall as part of a 10-year agreement. Barron says the betting deal could be a sign that Disney is making plans to sell ESPN because it's hard to imagine a place for gambling at Walt Disney. Wendy's is reporting a mixed quarter. Its earnings were better than expected. Sales were up, but Wall Street was expecting a bigger jump in sales. Office rental company WeWork says substantial doubt exists about the company's ability to continue as a going concern. Remote work has steadily reduced demand for its rentals. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
All right, if we are all on the same page, we're agreeing it's Wednesday.
Yes.
August 9.
Accurate.
ESPN is starting a betting bookie.
That's right.
Is that what I'm hearing?
You know, they're seeing the market dominated by the Bryant Giants, DraftKings, and FanDuel.
Yeah.
So why not get in on that profit pie, Stevie?
Well, I mean, how many people would want to put the gambling machines in their building? I mean, it's a cash machine. It's cash cow. Now, the state gets a lot. I've seen the breakdown, and they're spending far more than the business is getting. Business gets a slice of it, but it's not a ton based on how much is going in it.
Yeah.
It is. Listen, all you have to do to understand what I think of gambling is to go see Back to the Future 2. When it becomes Biff,
yes,
Bill.
Biff is looking for that scoring,
it's just
the results of all the games.
But no, he's the man. He's taken over. This is what it would have looked like had Biff been in charge.
That's right.
It's a very dark world. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you want to go gamble, go gamble. If you want to go drink, go drink. We're free to do things like that.
Sure.
Going to go smoke, go smoke. I mean, you ought to be able to do the things you want to do. But
just everything in moderation is the thing, and it gets addictive.
The problem is that we have a problem with not only mental health, but we have a problem with addiction. Mm-hmm. And addiction can be sex. It can be, got your attention, didn't I? It can be sex addictions, gambling addictions, alcohol addictions, drug addictions. There's different ways to have addictions. You're addicted to your phone. Yeah, I mean, you know, we call that what it is, but go without your phone, you'll freak out right now. And certainly the kids will.
Yeah.
So the kids are in an addiction. There is, I'm not using that word. That's a strong term.
I know.
But you, when you can't go without something, it's an addiction. You can say, well, it's not hurting any. Well, it's, you can argue how much it's doing.
Yeah.
So anyway, so the gambling is a direction I never thought we should go. I'm not anti. I'm just saying, as a society, it's probably, I'm not a Puritan. I just, as a society, a general direction would be a book club versus gambling sites. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
It's just, there's just more positive things to do. And the people that gamble too much are doing it on the hush-hush, quiet side, because they don't want anybody to know.
Right, right.
They're spending money they don't have.
Well, and any well-off friends that I know, I never hear them talking about winnings on gambling.
Well, I mean, you're going to have your days, and you will win, but it's just going back in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it works with gambling. So it's just, I don't
so
like...
So ESPN Bet Network branded sportsbook will launch this fall. The news follows an agreement with the gaming company Penn Entertainment. It currently holds sports betting licenses in 16 states. So this came down the pipe yesterday, and you know, the idea, according to Jimmy Pitaro, the ESPN chairman, is to give fans what they've been requesting and expecting from ESPN, the perfect partner to build an unmatched user experience for sports betting with ESPN Bet.
I don't know what FanDuel is lacking, because I don't know enough about it, but I do know that you can make in-game bets on, like, who wins the second half and stuff.
I know.
So, I mean, it's like you can bet on everything.
I know.
And it's just, I would think it's all-consuming for those that are in too deep.
Right.
And that's just a tough thing. I only bet $5. That's fine. It gets entertainment.
Right.
But some can't control that. And I'm not here to regulate the world. I'm just saying you be careful. I know. Everybody says that. But you got to be careful, because the stuff can, water can get hot pretty quickly, and you get in a little bit more than you want. But as a general trend, I mean, we have a new sports book that's probably going to be on the air with us beginning in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's trying to get in on this deal. But gambling in general, I mean, we've been doing gambling since the lottery. The lottery's gambling. Did anybody win the Mega?
Yes.
Where?
Neptune Beach, Florida.
I forgot to buy my ticket.
Okay, well, it wouldn't have done any good.
Bucks. Neptune Beach, one ticket.
Yes.
Good gosh.
Yeah, it was like 1.8 billion or something by 1.8. The end, I think. You know, everybody was getting in it yesterday.
I was
prepared
to. I didn't get in line. I just was going to go down the corner store.
The guy behind me got 10. I just get one.
That's a better story. I tell you, it's a better story. Anyway, so the guy throwing the rock from the moon hit Neptune Beach, Florida, in a guy's backyard, and his grill.
That's
right.
Right.
And it dented the grill. So the guy's going to have to get another one.
300 million chance.
302 million to one.
Yeah.
Well, again, come out, I suppose. Is this one of those you can be quiet and not tell your name or something? Or anyway, some lives are going to change in Neptune Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
For good or bad, we don't know. All right, so Ed Martin's going to bump to Friday. Ed's on an airplane,
okay.
Flying from Los Angeles. Still going to call Brother Johnny and ask him about a few things.
All righty.
And get that going. And there's a football player, TCU, that is getting some attention. And it's pretty amazing. I've got to tell you about this football player from Texas Christian University that's is causing a stir in a good way.
Okay.
I'll tell you about that coming up. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRAuto.com. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne. Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Wildfires rage across Hawaii, fueled by wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour from Hurricane Dora, which is passing south of the islands by more than 500 miles.
Power is important in both areas because it affects our ability to pump water, to get water to people. So that's also why we're asking people to conserve water until we can get power back online.
Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson, remembering the people of Paris and Nagasaki. 78 years ago today, the second bomb dropped on Japan by U.S. forces, killing more than 70,000 people. The U.S. dropped the world's first atomic bomb in Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, destroying the people, killing 140,000. Japan surrendered on August 15th. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois expanding youth access to prosthetics care. Governor signing a bill known as the So Kids Can Move initiative. Measure allows children with limb loss or limb difference access to affordable prosthetic care. It enables them to participate in physical activities. Illinois just the fourth state in the nation to pass this act. Illinois State Fair Grandstand hosting harness racing to kick off this year's grandstand calendar. County Fairs and Horse Racing Day being held Thursday. Admission into the harness race is free for fairgoers. This year's Illinois State Fair starts tomorrow and runs through August the 20th in Springfield. Two streets near the University of Illinois campus are either partially or completely closed to traffic this week. It's due to sanitary sewer repairs. All of 4th closed between Daniel and Chalmers Streets, while the eastbound lane of Daniel Street closed between 3rd and 4th. Closures are expected to last until Friday. Drive safe in those zones. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, our weather this morning brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you some great fall programs to get yourself looking over the program book and deciding on what you'd like to do. So many exciting things at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next weather system already approaching the Mississippi River with the initial clusters of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be scattered across the area as the afternoon wears on. Increasing cloudiness, a couple of fog patches around early on this morning, up to 81 and a light southwest to south wind. There may be some locally heavy rainfall pockets to develop later this afternoon and early on tonight. And with wet grounds over parts of the area, maybe some ponding and standing water issues, if not localized flooding. Maybe an inch or two worth of rain across the area again. Up to 81 today, 65 tonight with the showers and thunderstorms winding down just after midnight. Partly sunny, dry day tomorrow with a northwest wind at 82. Shower chances are back in for Friday to early Saturday, again in through Monday and again Wednesday next week. So about every 36 to 48 hours, a couple of showers. Temperatures at pretty easy to take levels. Up to 82 tomorrow, 84 on Friday. Weekend highs into the middle 80s, upper 70s and lower 80s then for the first half of next week. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solyan.
Well, Ed is not here, but we're going to get Ed Martin on Friday. He's going to join Johnny Friday. Johnny is a Bible study. Are you at Dick Piner's? Is that where you go?
Yes, I go to Dick's, and we actually, it's a Zoom call, but Dick and I have coffee, and we are on the Zoom together. And right now, it's Old Testament stuff. Well, the laws of the Old Testament are pretty rough. That's the Old Covenant. The New Covenant, I can tell you, where Jesus came and defeated sin and death, is a much better deal.
Boy, you go through
that's old stuff. It's hard. That was hard going.
Well, I mean, they made the sacrifices. That would have been something.
Well,
that,
and you suffered for your sin. I mean, there wasn't what we call forgiveness we have through Christ. So, but it's very interesting, and you do get a feel for what God appreciates and what He doesn't. So.
Yes, that's correct. And I found a theme in the Bible: with God, really good for your life. Without God, not so good. And it goes the Bible up and down, up and down, up all the time.
Mm-hmm. But I've seen that. We've all seen that in real life. That doesn't mean, I'm suddenly going to. It's not that easy to give things up that you might have a problem with.
Yeah.
But we have seen that, people who have that spiritual God relationship seem to do pretty well, whether they're rich or poor, and yet the ones who don't, they're always struggling. I've just in general seen the same thing. So
it's just like if you have there's just no matter what, you're going to be fine. We all struggle. There's life is a lot of struggles, ups and downs, but if you have that, then there's a peace. And the thing that people don't have if they don't have God is they're searching, and the wheels are turning all the time searching for what's empty. And that's what I find to be the best.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because they may want things to be good, and they want to control it, and it's all about how this should be.
Yeah.
And really, God's in control, and that's hard to let go.
Yeah,
and everybody struggles with that
You just look up. You just look up. Look at the sky, and that's what you do. You just look up, and everything's going to be fine. It's just you got to get through all this stuff here on Earth, and then and then you get that's. Brother Johnny's on the Tammany's Towing phone line. So why doesn't Kristi Noem run? I just saw her interviewed at Sturgis, South Dakota. The governor of South Dakota. I've always liked her. I think she's really sharp. She just was interviewed by Lawrence Jones on the Fox Morning Show, and she said, "I don't run because nobody beats Trump. If he's in the race, nobody wins but Donald Trump. Why would I do that?"
Mm-hmm.
She said, "I'm 10 for 10 in statewide races, and I've never lost. I'm not running because Donald Trump's going to win."
Well, I think you just said she's very sharp, and that's exactly right. She probably doesn't want to vie with Trump. I think we have enough people. It might be good to have more than just Trump run. We both like Vivek Ramaswamy. I like Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
But there's enough. And Ron, I'm not happy with Ron because I think he got talked into it. He definitely kind of, in a political sense, owes Trump because Trump campaigned for him and he jumped 28 points in the polls, and one by one.
Yeah.
And so,
first race,
and,
then
Trump doesn't like it. You know, Trump's got, he's not perfect, and he's bashing Ron, and I hate to see that, too.
Yeah.
So, and then it's going to go the other way. So, I think, Kristi, I'm so happy to hear that, because I'm sure she had pressure, too, Steve.
Yeah, right.
Because, Kristi, you're just so fresh, and you're right on the money, and we think you're beautiful, and you're going to just and remember, people telling that, Eddie would say this over and over, make a lot of money if they can talk someone like her in.
Yeah, right. That's right. There's a lot of money to be made in that business. There's no doubt. So she said no, and again, it's Sturgis is the largest motorcycle gathering.
Yeah.
South Dakota.
Quite a rally.
It's, I think as many people, I've just unbelievable amount of motorcycles.
Yeah, and you can tell you, and buying land up there if I can.
Yeah.
And get it all together, and that's right around the Black Hills. And they have 500,000 people come this week up there for the motorcycle gathering.
Wow.
They said, "Don't come up here the first week of August."
that would be a time not to go to Sturgis, South Dakota.
It's like coming to visit you in New Orleans during Mardi Gras, John.
Not the best time. I wanted to mention this Texas Christian University football player, Johnny. He's a 3-star, which means he's got some ability, obviously. The man is an offensive lineman who stands 6'5", 455 pounds. How would you not get 1 yard if you needed it by him just standing there?
Well, if you ran right into him, you wouldn't go anywhere.
Well, that's true.
That's right.
That's true. But if he goes forward, you're going to need two guys to push him back at least, I would think. So I don't know what 6'5", 455 looks like. I saw his picture. He's heavy, but he doesn't look crazy. He looks kind of agile.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that the evolution of football is headed that way?
Well, it has been. It's that they get heavier and heavier. But you got to be careful. It's 1/2 mv². So if he's not as quick as the nose guard, he can't necessarily get that initial push because the nose guard's coming at him faster than he is. And there is a positioning in that just the sheer mass does eventually take over. So there's an advantage. But if he's not as quick, he can't dominate.
Yeah.
And but then again, he doesn't have to be fast. Just quick.
Okay.
So let me tell you something. I would go right through his legs.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah. Breon Ramsey Brooks is his name, and he's a freshman at TCU, and his nickname is Big Bubba.
Yeah, he's a Big Bubba, and they showed him dancing a little bit, and I just can't. They needed to have normal human beings by him to put in perspective what he looks like.
I see.
Because if you see him down as a guard or tackle, you're going to think, but just the size of him to roll around and get around him being quicker, it's just a huge, huge, massive human. I mean, it's just amazing. It's unbelievable.
That's a big guy.
Okay, so we've talked in the past about Riley Gaines. She's the swimmer that swam for Kentucky, and she's come out and said, you know, we don't think it's fair that a man who transitions to a woman would be allowed to play in these sports. Now, I've looked up some rules for various folks, and if you have a testosterone level of 10, then, you know, I don't know if I'd even complain if they did. Because a man has 300 to 1,000 testosterone. A woman naturally has 16. A man at 10 probably would be weakened physically, there's no doubt. In any event, why not have a separate transgender category versus going after the 50, 60-year effort for Title IX and to help women in sports?
Well, whatever you do, you can't have biological men playing on women's sports. Okay, that's just one of the worst when we talk about the media is the Associated Press, because I read an article about banning transgenders from athletics. The whole thing was about banning transgenders.
Yeah, right.
There's nobody. I have not talked to one person who wants to ban transgenders from athletics. They play any sport they want. But the guys cannot play on the girls' team. We're sorry. No. And Riley Gaines was a potential national champion, and she went against Will Thomas, who changed her name to Leah, and he was rated 462nd in the men's after 3 years of swimming men. He switched, and he just started breaking all the records by seconds.
Right, which is a lot. Yeah.
You remember Phelps won by, like, 1/100th of a second in the Olympics. And that was how swimming gets to. And they go to the championship, Steve, and somehow or other Riley ties him. And to the 1/100th of a second,
wow,
they tied. But they had one trophy, so they gave it to him. And it's like, and by the way, so you can get a little bit of an idea about Walia, who kept it. You know, he didn't say, great race, you should have this. I mean, he'd been winning all over the place. And the worst part for the girls, according to Riley, he's in the locker room. See?
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah.
This article mentions her being uncomfortable with the male genitalia in the locker room.
Uncomfortable, are you crazy? It was by the way, his lack of commitment was evident in the locker room. And these girls have to sit there. If they say something, Steve, they could lose their scholarship or get thrown off.
If
we would have busted in a girl's locker room when I was in high school, I'd be in jail.
Yeah.
They've completely flipped it around to this is the way it is, and you're wrong. This poor guy wants to beat all you girls, and he needs to, because he now is a girl, which it doesn't look like it, he needs to change with you.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable. And it even gets worse, Steve, because you know the people who have somehow come to that conclusion through whatever reasoning and life experience they have are running the country. So that kind of logic is across the board right now, and everything's upside.
Apparent. What we're dealing with today are things that just have never been in the lexicon of my thought of.
When I say running the country, President Biden said, "Guys, I think he actually had an executive order. Guys can play on girls." So how do you? That's not fair. It's not just. The guys who really want to play with the girls' team need some help. And yes, you could have a separate category, I suppose. But what you can't do that. We have the best women's sports system in the world by far. And to start putting guys in, and then of course you're going to get the guys who really don't want to be a woman. They just want to play against the women. You're going to get that, which is what's called fraud. And they're going to manipulate, and you make a lot of money. I mean, what? It's common sense,
yeah.
And that's what's on. You know.
Yep. Okay. Well, we'll. Yeah. I always said separate category, and again, the dressing and the same. I don't.
Right.
I don't get it.
Consent from anybody, you know, on the women's side about this locker room issue. And he's 6'4", biological man.
How about Leah Thomas?
Watching
yeah.
us undress.
Leah.
Yeah. Yeah. Leah Thomas. Yeah,
no. The women are. It's like. Hey, you have no say in this.
Right.
I mean, it's
unbelievable. No.
Can't you go in a stall? I mean,
no,
what's the deal?
Because you have to.
No, then he'd feel bad. And all all these women are just absolutely mortified.
No, I know. I can't imagine. It's unbelievable. How are we even talking about it? I mean,
that's a good question. And again, this translates into scrap our independent energy program. That same kind of reasoning. Which we've worked for 70 years. We've dreamt about being independent. Completely scrap it first day. That's the same kind of logic, which is, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, and you have the president of the United States, Joe Biden, and there's a list of things that I would have concerns about. And the top of the list is not climate change for me. That's all he's talking about on the West Coast. He's out in Arizona. He's not talking about immigration, not talking about the border, not talking about crime, not talking about inflation, not talking about death. It's just unbelievable things that everyday people really care about. And all I got to hear is, you know, the world's going to end tomorrow because of climate change. It's all he's
well, and that, and it's not true. And there's nothing. If it was, we couldn't do anything about it. We emit 15% of the world's carbon, and for us to fall on our sword and just go back to, I guess, tents, but we wouldn't really be able to burn wood. So what would we do then? It doesn't help. And when we shut down the energy program here because of carbon emissions, the current carbon emissions on the planet went up because production in Venezuela and Iraq went up to make up for it, and Russia. We do it better than anyone else.
Yeah, apparently, if Venezuela does it, it's okay, but I can't. So I don't get the, because it's still the Earth, right?
It's a political tool to get us more in line with where they want to go, and they're using climate change for a fear factor. It didn't really work as well as they were hoping, but we know what they're trying to do from the pandemic, which worked extremely well. That's the kind of, I think, control they want, and they're trying to use climate change. I'll tell you this, we're not as hot right now as we were during the Roman warming period. Then it got cool, and then the Middle Ages had a warming period that's hotter than we are now. Then we went to the Little Ice Age between the Middle Ages and now we're coming, it looks like a peak. We have global warming. It started in 1700, right before the 737 was invented. 1700, and it's been going for the last 250 years or 300, maybe it was 1750, and it's peaking. It looks like it's just like a sine curve, yeah. And it's going to start cooling. Maybe not in our lifetime, but it'll start cooling in the next, I'm going to estimate based on the curve, 5 to 10 years, it might start flattening out.
But if you're talking about benefits of something, you can get federal grants for zillions if you want to do a climate project. I mean, there's a lot of money out there for study. And
DBJ Broadcasting Climate Study.
We can do it.
Let's do that.
Anyway, there's just
since we missed the big Mega Million lottery.
Well, you can't. Let me tell you something. If you want to look at the effect of the ocean temperatures warming slower or faster, which has a huge effect on the climate change, you won't get a nickel. But if you want to look at how the car you're driving, Steve,
yep,
is 10% worse than, say, a hybrid, you can get a lot of money.
Yeah.
They just drive you towards looking at how man's and our emissions affect the climate without a big picture and what's the real scope of our influence, and I think it's less than 5%. And there's a lot of other people who say that, and yet a guy like Beto O'Rourke did say 100% of all scientists agree. That's what he said. 100%.
Right.
And I can tell you that I got to tell you this one. The only thing, and I did a little research because I am a scientist. Number one, I don't agree with that, so that blows this whole 100% theory. And number two, the only thing that 100% of all scientists come close to agreeing to is that Beto O'Rourke is a complete ass. So, what do you think of that?
All right, Johnny, before I let you go, Brother Johnny here on the Tammins Coin phone line from New Orleans this morning. 217 texter, by the way, women who have been sexually assaulted are forced to undress in front of a biological male, according to testimony before Congress. Shame on those who support this. That's our 217 texter.
No, we all know it's terrible, and we need to stand up like Riley Gaines did and speak out and say, no, this isn't, we're not compromising on this one. Okay. But we'll help you, but no, not this one.
Yeah. All right.
Are Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk going to physically fight each other?
Elon needs surgery, so that's...
Okay.
And I think...
Wow, that would be fun.
The cage match or whatever. I'm telling it's a head shaker. Johnny, we appreciate... glad you're at Bible study. Pray for all of us because we need it.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on out there. I'm a little worried about Eddie because he's been in L.A. way too long.
Yeah,
out there
right.
In Los Angeles. Yeah. We got to talk him off the list.
That's
so
right.
That'll be Friday.
That's Swamp West. There we go. All right. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it. Thank you, Brother Johnny, down in New Orleans on the Tammins Coin phone line. Our weather this morning brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, it's back to school time, so you get those physicals for sports and certain grades, and you can take care of business at a location near you by visiting carl.org.
Okay, I'll get Greg in a second because I can't do two things at once. Hold on. Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple. You can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Van and vicinity. And there's more rain in the forecast as the day wears on today and in through tonight. Next weather system out via the Missouri, the Mississippi River will get a couple of clusters of showers and thunderstorms going this afternoon, increasing cloudiness at a high around 81. Bit of a south-southwesterly wind, and there may be some pockets of some heavy rainfall as the late afternoon and early evening wear on for the day today. Overnight lows tonight down to 65. Showers and thunderstorms, again, with some pockets of heavy rainfall this evening and a shower chance after midnight. For the day tomorrow, partly sunny and 82. Another shower thunderstorm threat here for the day on Friday with a high near 84. Maybe a lingering shower chance early on Saturday. Otherwise, we're dry with seasonal temperatures for the weekend. Up to a partly sunny 86 degree reading on Saturday. Partly cloudy 85 on Sunday. Another shower chance in here for Monday. And again, Wednesday next week, temperatures a little bit cooler with upper 70s and lower 80s for daytime highs with nights near 60. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgang.
Well, it's our buddy Steve Suderman. He's a good vibes. They've been around the corner about 52 years. How are you, my friend? How are you?
Around the block, around the earth.
Yeah, you've been here a minute, and we appreciate all that you do in your beautiful store, Round Barn, where you can get home theaters and television advice. Somebody asked me last night, and I said, there is no way to do that. The question was, how do you get rid of a television now? In Illinois, you can't, legally.
In Illinois, it has to be taken by a legitimate recycler.
And where would I find the original?
Said legitimate recycler.
Is his name Hank?
Charleston or Danville are the closest.
Yeah, but you have to drive your physical drive to the Charleston and do all that carbon emission to get rid of a TV?
We haul them away when we sell a TV. We'll take away an old one, but we charge $30 because we got to pay to get rid of them. So.
But I mean, if I don't throw it in the ditch, and hopefully people don't do that, but I mean, there is no legal way to get rid of a television unless I drive physically to Danville or Charleston.
Once a year, the city of Champaign, typically in October, and I think it's twice a year, I think they do it in spring and fall, they'll have an event, it's usually out by the Parkland stuff, that where you can get rid of electronics legally and safely and for free.
Okay, otherwise, so the city it's Charleston it. Or Taylor.
Otherwise.
What if I said,
so you were talking about gambling.
Yeah.
One thing I'm not is a gambler. I took my wife to a casino in somewhere on the Gulf Coast owned by Biloxi. Watched her lose a couple hundred dollars in about 10 minutes flat. She looks at me and goes, this isn't fun.
Nope, not fun at all.
We haven't darkened the door of a casino since.
You're right.
You and I have businesses, and we make decisions every day, and some win and some lose.
Yeah.
And it's a gamble to hire somebody. It was a bet for me to pay Luke Goody to do commercials, you know. But those are decisions that aren't based on sheer luck. It's experience of that.
Yep.
And I thought about that some. Safe bets are OLED TVs. I mean, you will love it. Doesn't matter what it costs or what size it is. Whatever it is, if it fits what the application is, you'll love it because the picture's so good. Clip speakers, another safe bet. So safe, we'll take them back for 100% of the investment forever against a more expensive pair of clip speakers.
Really?
That's a house policy we've had forever and ever. It's not a Klipsch policy. That's just here. Dish is a safe bet. They have a 3-year price lock. So sign up for Dish. You know what your bill's going to be for 36 months. Exactly. I like that stuff. So at the end of the day, if you bet your home entertainment dollars in the casino of good vibes, the house always wins, but in this case, it's your house.
Well done, Mr. Sooner. Well done, Mr. Preparation.
I came in early, Stevie.
Good job. That's awesome. Steve
Sooner. That is coffee.
So if you are in need of something that he mentioned, how would they get to Steve Suderman at Good Vibes?
We are at 2010 Round Barn Road, where all the buses stop out front and the driver's license plate is next door. You can find us on the web at gvibes.com.
Yep, and of course, when you were unloading boxes 50 years ago, kind of getting it going, you were listening to the radio, and you had favorite songs.
Oh, I love
Sly and the Family
Sly
Stone.
And the Family Stone.
Stevie J had an afro. That's way better than that.
Here.
Anyway, you the man, my friend. Thank you for all you're doing, and thanks for being a great local business.
Thanks, Stevie.
Talk
Take
to you
care.
Soon. You bet.
And thank you for letting me be myself again. Love it. We talked about yesterday how the Devon is having the Village People and the Family Stone on Friday night.
Yeah, put those in
Lake Decatur
quotes. They're not going to be the original people.
I know.
Still, they're going to be the songs.
They're wearing the same costumes.
Yeah, and you got the rights to say they're Sly and the Family.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, we have the news coming up, more coming up in our next hour. We got to be careful out there when we drive because honking and road rage is absolutely on fire. You got to be very careful that you don't initiate and don't participate in getting mad behind the wheel. There's a lot of bad stories. Got somebody to talk about that coming up. ESPN 93.5, it's Wednesday.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
We just celebrate police because they ought to be celebrated, folks. Difference between anarchy and peace. We have Officer Chloe Folks. She is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. She's at the Urbana Police Department. How do you stay positive when you see the bad guys all the time?
My coworkers, the family, the camaraderie we have. We're all there for each other. Our goal is to make sure everybody gets home safely at the end of the night or the day. It's really just the family atmosphere that keeps me going.
So if you see something not so good, you're able to say, you know, shut it off?
Yeah, you got to have some kind of emotional detachment and separate work from home. It's hard sometimes. You know, we have through EAP and different work things that we can have helped us kind of through that. But like I said, it's really my coworkers that get me through it. And, you know, we maintain a positive attitude just so we can help each other get home at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we face hard things, but we get through it.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr.
Hey, all you backyard chefs and barbecue gurus. Barbecue season is here, and I know that you're anxious to fire up that smoker or grill, but you're...